Hey everyone, it's Tom. We've got a cool little game you can play if you go over to our website, www.talkaranriod.com. It's a survey pitting two random Wheel of Time characters against each other and asking you to vote which character is more of a main character in the books. The combinations are nearly endless, so keep voting as much as you'd like. We'll reveal the final results in a special episode soon. Remember, vote early, vote often.
Time hangover continues.
I know.
It's so weird that it coincided with New Year's, and there's always kind of like a New Year. I always feel like every New Year's, like the New Year's Day is like the worst day of the year almost, because it's just like, okay, now we're getting a whole nother year to wait before we get to my favorite time of year. And it's fucking, the winter just started, so it's like, we've got three months of winter ahead of us as well.
That's so freaking cold today.
I only went outside to throw out garbage, so.
Yeah, I shouldn't complain. I barely leave my house at this point, just because I don't have, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go, everybody. Should we, Should we start the show?
Sure.
Why not?
Don't be so excited about this, but.
I am so excited.
You just watch how excited I get once you let's go.
You're really good at hiding it, though.
I just can't hide it.
No, you are hiding it.
I'm about to lose control, but I think I like it.
All right.
Ooh, yeah.
Ready to get started?
Yes.
Welcome to Talk Around Riyadh, the Wheel of Time showcast. I am your host, Joe Perry, here with my co-hosts, Jen Isgrow and Tom Kokoza. How are you doing today, Jen?
I am doing so good. So, so good. I spent the day cleaning my house because my in-laws and my parents are coming over tomorrow for my daughter's birthday. So I'm just 12. Happy to be sitting down. She's 12.
That's insane.
Can you believe that? No, it can't. It's absolutely bizarre. Insane. Yes. But I'm just happy to be sitting and not walking around anymore.
Yeah. I was thinking today, like, I don't feel old now, but, you know, in a few years, I'm going to start feeling old. Only a few years.
Not old.
I'm going to start feeling old. I didn't say I'm going to be old. I said I'm going to start feeling old in a few years. Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Do you feel old?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. Not much, man. I'm like super excited about tonight's show because I love doing the show. That's why. It's a bummer of a day for me. I'm a mildly big Meatloaf fan.
Mildly big?
Yeah, I'm not a huge Meatloaf fan.
Are you like as big as Meatloaf?
I like his Bad Out of Hell albums. Mm. I don't like necessarily his other stuff as much, but I like him as an actor too. And
His name was Robert Paulson.
Robert Paulson, man. Yeah. Like, and so that was a little bit of a bummer this morning. And then about an hour or so before we recorded this, I was on Twitter and I just saw like Edward Norton posted a bunch of like pictures from Fight Club and like was talking about like that relationship they had on the set. And I'm like, oh, come on. So that was a little bit of a bummer. But you know what? I was talking about, I think he was like 70. He was 70
four,
something.
I think.
Yeah.
That's so it?
That's it. That's when you go, someone died and it was how old is he? 74. You're like, okay, you know, that's,
no,
I'm sorry.
No way.
I'm sorry.
No.
There is a very, very good chance that two out of the three of us don't hit that age.
Two Tom? Out of the three of us?
Yeah, come on.
I would have said one out of the three of us.
Go look at what the average lifespan is for the American male.
Oh, okay, good. It's not me.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to live to be 93. Sorry, that was Jiminy Cricket.
I don't know. We've got good genes in my family. Well, I mean, my grandfather died.
Not for Pinocchio. Forget it. It's a Disney short cartoon. Don't worry about it.
Amice? I don't know who that is. You mentioned somebody died as well.
Also, Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson died.
Thich Nhat Hanh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's that?
Who's that?
He's like
a Buddhist monk.
A Buddhist monk?
He's like a very spiritual man.
Three people
man.
Died today.
Yeah.
I don't know any Buddhist monks.
Well, you know the name of one.
Yeah. So rest in peace, Meatloaf. We'll dedicate the show to your memory and to those wonderful bitch tits that you had in Fight Club. We don't really have much news to talk about. It was a slow week. You know, I kind of get the feeling that they're a little, that they're keeping tighter security, if you will, on season two than they have with season one? Or I don't know. Like, there aren't as many leaks, I feel, as we got on season one. I don't know if that's just because it's season two and season one was airing while they were filming season two, so that distracted us all.
I think that that's a part of it. I think that we were getting so much information, actual, like, verifiable, direct source information from the show about season one. We weren't focused on, like, digging up tidbits that would be very interesting to us now, but wouldn't be as interesting to us 2 or 3 months ago. So I think that's part of it. And I think they've also just coming back from a break in the last week or so.
Yeah, right. They break for the holiday.
So,
and I think things are heating back up. I believe we think Jennifer Chiang Garcia and Priyanka Bose are in Prague, I believe, right?
Yep.
According to their social media. So that's good. We're getting to get some Aes Sedai scenes going on. There was some block four. Yeah, Tom, there was some interesting throwback to season one that Miguel Alvarez had posted on his Twitter account, if you would like to elaborate a bit on that.
Yeah, I saw that this morning, and I really thought it was very kind of interesting. So Miguel Alvarez posted on Twitter, and I think he posted it on Instagram as well. Going to Prague to shoot my death was quite an experience, right? And he's got like a little minute, 20-second long video to music about just him traveling to Prague. So you see like a little bit of like, I don't know, his gift package. You see him getting ready, getting in costume and makeup and things of that nature. But the thing that I found really revealing was like his follow-up stuff. So shooting on a huge exterior green screen, which you see in the video, running and attacking all by myself to get into the scenes of a battle already filmed was an amazing exercise of imagination. This is a direct quote from Miguel Alvarez's Twitter account. Thanks to David Brown, Rafe Junkins, KVH Casting, and Filmstage Spain, and all the camera and special effects crew. You made my job very easy. Thank you. And then he shows a little bit of the clip of it. So it was fascinating to me to find out that he wasn't in that scene when they originally filmed it, that he filmed separately by himself and they put him in. I think that's amazing.
I did not notice.
I didn't notice. It didn't even occur to me.
When he showed it again, I feel like now I could tell. Because he said it.
You think you can tell just
no, because, like, everyone's running by him. Like, he never interacts with anyone in the scene.
That's true, right? He never fights anybody. You think he would have been somebody that they would have focused on and fought with somebody in the scene. And I guess now we know why.
But I do have one question. I didn't go back and look at it, but isn't his dead body in the beginning of episode 5?
Yes.
Maybe it's just a close-up of him and not anybody with him? I guess I didn't go back and look at it.
I think it's him in a grave, so...
Okay, it's just a shot of him in a grave.
They probably shot that back in when they shot his other scenes and then just put that clip in.
Right. This all leads me to believe that they didn't have the beginning of that of episode 4 planned out when they did this.
Yeah, did he say why? Was it because of like his schedule or?
He doesn't say why.
Oh, yeah, maybe it could have been that then. I just thought like maybe they did the beginning scene and then they were like, oh, he should be in this battle. And then they put him in.
Remember when they stopped for the COVID break is when they shot the stuff in Spain. Stopped for the COVID break. So I wonder if they just had to rearrange the schedule because of COVID.
Could be.
Because everybody was done filming. Prague was shut down.
Maybe he just filmed that in Spain because it says Filmstage Spain. Is that like where?
No, he's going to Prague to shoot my death.
Oh, it's Prague. Okay.
He flew to Prague just to film that, like him in that scene. So this was definitely done after the fact. And I think, Jen, you might have hit it on the head that they were just like, you know who should be in this fight scene?
Yeah.
That would be sick. And remember, we did learn that one of the things that they were doing when they went back to finish Block 4 was they had already looked at the stuff from Episodes 1 through 6. Yeah. And Amazon had said, hey, you can make certain things bigger. Go back, film more, make more stuff happen. So this might be one of the things that they went back and said, you know what would be cool? We have the scene where, like, he converts the king to his cause. What if we slip the king in there?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that might be one of these.
Yeah, we failed to mention that. But for those of you who don't know, Miguel Alvarez is the actor who plays the King of Gelden.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry. It's a fun follow on social media if you haven't already.
Yeah. So that's so cool. I wonder how many other things like that happen. I would love to hear all this information. I want to hear all these little weird things that they had to do. But yeah, I did not notice. Now when I go rewatch it, I'm going to have to watch it and see if I can tell that he's...
Yeah, I feel like when he yells and all the guys are like running by him, just that one shot, like you could tell. You couldn't tell at all when you were watching it the first time. And now I'm like, oh, that's... Like you could see it when you were really looking.
Very Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And he's not like the other the front. He's not like looking like around.
Silhouette of his head.
No.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk about, it's not directly Wheel of Time show news, but if anyone hasn't seen it yet, The Lord of the Rings released a, I don't even know, a teaser?
Title, if you want to
call it a title teaser?
Thing? I don't know what, yeah.
Which was pretty cool. It's just some voiceover. It's the voiceover doing the inscription in the beginning of the Lord of the Rings books, you know, one ring to rule them all, you know, three rings for the Elven King, all of that, with some funky animation going on there. I haven't been following the show very much, but, you know, they did officially provide a release date, September 2nd. I think we knew September, but I wasn't sure if we knew the exact date. So we do have a release date for this show, September 2nd. And I know there was discussions prior whether this was going to interfere with the release of season 2 of The Wheel of Time. We heard Priyanka Bose mention during her live stream that it could be the middle of this year, which was shocking to everybody.
Yeah.
We heard other people say that it could possibly be early 2023.
Ugh. It's also shocking.
Yeah. But more believable to me than the middle of this year. They could release at the same time that they did last year because September 2nd, it's going to be probably a similar format, right? I think it's 8 episodes. They're going to do 3 probably in the beginning. And then, so it's only going to take 6 weeks to finish this and it'll be over.
It's Labor Day weekend. It's Friday of Labor Day weekend.
It's going to be Thursday. It's going to be Thursday night. It's probably going to be the same thing. It's probably going to be, unless they're releasing it like New Zealand time because, right, they're filming in New Zealand.
They'll probably do the same thing with.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Greenwich Mean Time again. And it's probably going to be released on Thursday nights for us in the US. And it'll be over by the middle to end of October. So there's still plenty of time. It won't even be bumping up against Wheel of Time. There'll be weeks in between the two of them. So do you think this interferes at all with Wheel of Time?
I don't think so. I kind of hope that the Wheel of... Well, I hated that the last episode was on Christmas Eve. I know that won't happen again now because obviously the days are going to be different. But I don't know. It was just... It was like a lot going on. Yes.
It was on the day before Christmas Eve. We just watched it and recorded our episode of Christmas Eve.
All right. It was Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I tell you, I think next year it's on Christmas if it's the same date.
No. Christmas is on a Sunday next year.
Is it? Is this a leap?
No. Christmas is on a Saturday this year. It's going to be on a Sunday next year.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Christmas Eve will be on a Saturday. So if it's the same release schedule, it'll be 2 days before.
22nd. Yeah, it'll be the night of the 22nd.
So
I don't know. It was just so much going on in that time of year. And then for us to have to podcast and watch the show. But I don't know what other time of year I would want it to come out. I don't want to wait longer than a year to see the next season. So
I don't either. And things seem to be moving smoothly, right? There's been no stoppages of filming that we've heard of.
No.
They're scheduled to finish filming in about a month or two, right? By March, February, March. So probably sometime early March, mid-March the latest. That gives them a long time for post-production. So, and if they're doing if they're filming in blocks again, which I believe they are, they've probably already started post-production on some of the earlier blocks.
I have to tell you, honestly, while Priyanka Bose's, you know, offhand comment saying mid this year shocked a lot of people, that's plenty of time.
It is.
It's plenty of time. They can come put it out in
July.
They put it out in July and August. That's not rushing too much.
Well, I think August is too close to Lord of the Rings then, right? You know, well, it's
the same
be
thing on the other side. If they put it on the first week of August, it'll be done by mid-September.
Right? Wow, if we're at WattCon while it's... And we're going to have to we're gonna have to have a viewing of the second, third, or fourth episode there at WattCon.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be hella fun, though.
That would be awesome.
Watching it with everybody.
It'd be like an old-timey news thing where, after it was everyone's reporting on it live and doing their shows live from the room.
We're live from WattCon. We just watched this episode.
Right,
just grabbing people, anyone walking by.
We all got the fedoras on. We're running to a phone booth.
Press.
Right.
We'll bring out fedoras with us.
We should wear fedoras that say press when we go to JordanCon and WattCon.
We should.
If I can find a fedora that fits my giant head, I will. All right. So let's get into our episode. We've been talking about doing this since we originally did these. So a while back, we did our episode breakdowns for what we predicted were going to be in each episode of season 1. We revisited those and revised them. And now we're going to look back at those and see just how wrong or right we were. And we're going to be making it a little fun and interesting because we're going to be scoring each other on how good of a job we did. at, you know, predicting these episodes. We're doing our second breakdown, so we knew a lot more information at that point, and I think these are going to be a lot closer, at least in the beginning. Yeah. As the episodes go on, I think we're going to be falling a little more and more off, and we're going to do this in two parts. This is a two-part episode, everyone, so we're going to be covering episodes one through four today, and then next week we will cover episodes 5 through 8. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're each going to take turns. We're going to go episode by episode. And we're going to skim through our breakdowns, and then the other two people are going to score it on a scale of 1 to 5. I'm going to keep track of the scoring, and we'll see who has bragging rights at the end of at least this episode. And then next week we'll go final bragging rights for who is the Nostradamus of Wheel of Time. Who has the foretelling?
It ain't me.
So does anyone want to volunteer to go first?
No.
I will go first then, because my breakdowns for at least episodes 1 and 2 are pretty damn good. And you're going to be hard-pressed to give me anything but a 4 or 5 on these. So episode 1, Leave Takings. Here's what I had written down for what I believed was going to be in the episode. So I had it open with the wind. We didn't get that, though. But I did have Rand and Tam on the road to Edmund Field, which we got. I have the Edmund Field general intro. We meet Matt, Perrin, Egwene, Nynaeve, etc., which, you know, easy. I have Pad and Fane rolling into town and talking about what's going on outside the Two Rivers. We didn't get that exactly. Mm. Pad and Fane rolled into town, but didn't really give the news that like he does in the show. Moraine and Lan are introduced. We have Egwene with the Woman's Circle ceremony. Beltane celebration. Rand and Egwene romantic scene. 2 thumbs up. We get the village attacked. We see the fight. Perrin's wife dies. Tam's wounded. Rand brings him to Nynaeve, then Moraine. He does try to bring him to Nynaeve.
He does. He brings him to Nynaeve. Nynaeve's not there, but he brings him to her.
Yeah. Moraine puts together that Shadowspawn way after the 3 boys and convinces them to leave with her and Lan. This is where I'm off the most. Nynaeve insists on going to keep an eye on them, and Egwene joins them since Moraine tells us she can channel and become Aes Sedai.
Okay. All right, pretty good.
That was my big failing right there. What do you think?
Hey, that's pretty close. I give that a 4 out of 5.
I'll give you a 4.
All right.
I'm very generous with grades on this show, so.
That's 8 points total. Jen, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. Okay. Rand and Tam with Bella walking to Emmons Field, meeting up with various townspeople, Moraine and Lan. Get into the dynamics of the village councils, the wisdom, etc. Not really. We didn't really hear much about the village council.
We didn't hear anything about the village council.
Pad and Fane arrives for Beltane. Explore the relationships of the Emmonsfield 5. Also, Rand and Egwene, Perrin and Layla. Kind of explored the relationship of Perrin and Layla. Shadowspawn attack the night of Beltane. Is that true?
Yeah, it was Beltane that night.
It was the actual Beltane. Okay.
Yeah.
It confused me because Rand and Tam, like, go home on the day of the celebration.
Well, he wanted to stay, and they said, remember, Tam said, like, no.
I know, but it's weird. Anyway. Okay, Rand gets back to town with Tam to see Moraine and Lan kicking ass. No. Perrin has to mercy kill Layla as she is suffering. No.
Mercy kill?
I tried to find a nice one. Moraine tells the village the story of Manetherin. No.
Wrong episode.
She tells the boys and Egwene that they have to leave with her. Nynaeve follows, which happens, but not in this episode.
She does follow, though, eventually.
All right, that's it. That's all I have for one.
I'm torn between a 3 and a 4.
Well, I'll say this. I would give it a 3, not just because I think it was not as accurate as yours, and I gave yours a 4. But, yeah.
I'm not going to be on that. I'm giving you a 3.
Okay.
I'm not going to do half stars for this exercise.
So I'm going to give you a 3 as well.
Okay.
All right. So,
Tom, you go.
Okay.
Feel free, those of you in Discord chat, feel free to score us as well for fun.
So I remembered me being like, really, really far off from things. Like when I was going to look back on this, and I mentioned this to you guys before, but I found like things surprising in here, things that I didn't remember that I put in. So I think that's interesting. So my breakdown for episode 1 is pretty much the same as yours in how it starts. I also have it starting with Tam and Rand on the road. I remember when we were talking about this, I didn't want that to be, but I couldn't think of anything that I thought would work better. And then I have Rand and Tam come into town. You meet everybody. I have Moraine and Lan come in. I have the attack. It's weird because in here, and I don't even remember how I put this, but I put, You're probably going to see Matt do something really weird, like steal a bracelet from someone in town. It's going to feel kind of out of place, but
get out of here.
No, it's right there.
Did you write this today?
Yeah, and you can see, I'm telling you, go back to episode 70, you'll hear it right then. I don't understand how I wrote that. So, other than that,
get out of here.
And then I try to keep a straight face. And again, I have the same thing. I have them all leaving together at the end. So I think we all were tricked by the naive thing more than anything else. I think that we're all kind of on the same page with what happens in the first episode.
Wasn't a lot of detail there,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't put a lot of detail into these. I'm sorry. I remember when we were doing them, like, mine was half the length of Jen's.
I'm going to give you a 3.
I'll give you a 3, too.
That's fair. I think this is the easiest.
It was good, but you didn't have enough stuff in there.
I think I should get an extra point just for somehow guessing that Matt thing. I don't know.
I'm going back and listening to that.
Go ahead. It's fine. It's weird. So,
if you read the... Jen, we were talking about that that episode one script that was leaked supposedly leaked. There was a scene where you see how Matt actually steals the bracelet from Danya.
How?
It's very risque.
Oh, okay.
Hubba hubba.
All right. Episode 2, Shadows Waiting. Here I go.
Okay.
This is like ridiculous. So white cloak scene with, first thing I have is white cloak scene with Valda and Bornhold establishing who they are and what their plans are.
Wow.
And I put in parentheses, still unsure of this.
Okay. Well.
Group gets Harry to Taran Ferry. They cross Moraine 6 to Ferry and Hightower dies. Mm-hmm. This is, okay, now we're going to start getting a little bit, maybe not 100% there. Group encounters wolves who help them escape Shadow Spawn. All right. Perrin encounters a wolf. They don't help.
Okay.
Enter Shadow Logoth. Matt gets the dagger. I had Shadow Spawn entering Shadow Logoth, which didn't happen at all. This is perfect. My ending is literally exactly. Group leaves Shadow Logoth and splits up. Perrin, Egwene, and Matt go into the river. Perrin and Egwene get across. Matt and Rand get swept down.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So what I was off on was the wolves. I had wolves. I had it in a different events happening with the wolves. And I had Shadow Spawn involved in the Shadow Logoth.
All right. Damn it.
Yeah.
I'll give you a four again.
Yeah, you're just missing stuff more than you got.
Yeah.
The stuff you got is mostly right. You're missing, like, things that happened in the episode.
I didn't get the Manetherin, right? Yeah. The Manetherin scene.
You didn't get the White Cloaks interact with them.
I didn't get the dream. There's a dream in this episode, right?
I didn't have dreams in this at all. Number 2? The bat dream.
Yeah.
I miss Teleran Riad. I do have Teleran Riad, I think, at some point in this. So we're going to... Yeah, I notice as we get into this, they're going to get more and more. Like, they sound good at the beginning, but wait till I start getting into these.
I have to tell you, like, I think Jen's and mine both are, like, if I remember correctly, like, we're already off by now.
Yeah, because we... Yeah. Still have them in
chain. Oh, you guys, your pacing was off, man. I told you that when we did these.
Well,
in the beginning, at least.
My pacing didn't expect that they would create an episode that was just filled with events that didn't happen in the book. And then
wait,
do it again.
Get to that episode?
And then do
wait,
it again two episodes later.
Episode 5?
When do we get to episodes 5 and 6? Oh, my God.
Forget it. Yeah, next week's going to be a little bit more crazy.
Oh, God. All right. So you both gave me 4s?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Jen. Episode 2.
Okay. Nynaeve reveals herself on the road to Taran Ferry. No. Moraine tells her she's also a channeler and Nynaeve doesn't believe her. No, that doesn't happen. Moraine begins to train Egwene.
Okay,
yes.
We got that.
Okay, yeah.
Lan is impressed by Nynaeve. Yes, but not in this episode. Lan begins to train the boys in their weapons. No.
Never happened.
Never.
That was a missed part.
Yeah.
Every episode I was waiting for Lan to teach. Give me a minute of Lan just like... Or even if they're in the background while another scene's happening, like fighting with sticks. Give me something.
Give me something, booty.
Okay. They arrive at Taran Ferry and cross the river. Shadowspawn attack the town when they're on the other side. Hightower tries to go back to help, but Moraine sinks the ferry and he drowns.
Excellent.
Exact. They ride toward Berlon. No. But are sidetracked by Shadowspawn attacks. Moraine fends them off. No, she doesn't. But is winded, and Lan convinces her to rest in Shadar Logoth. Kind of. Perrin begins to feel the presence of wolves, and we see them watching him from the forest.
Yeah. Okay, we got that's closer to my interaction with wolves. Yeah.
Okay, this part I don't even remember. Some white cloak camp stuff. Maybe maybe my imagined Valda sex scene. I don't even know what that was. If anyone remembers what that was, please.
Your imagined Valda sex scene.
I don't know what. We must have made a joke about that at some point.
Did you see the guns beforehand? Did you see that's what it was?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what it could have been. I don't know. I mean, he should have a sex scene. He's huge.
He was sleeveless like your husband, yeah. Jen. So maybe
that's what it was.
Maybe you could...
I just need Dan to put on one of those, like, white robes.
You don't need that.
No, I don't know what that White Cloak was. Cosplay? But White Cloak camp stuff should count. That was in episode
Wait, does White Cloak camp stuff mean, like, you know...
We see the White Cloaks in their camp.
No. White Cloak camp stuff, Valda sex scene. That sounds like, you know, a little bit of a...
Yeah.
What?
Well, a little bit of game of crossing swords.
Sword fighting.
Oh, okay. No, the White Cloak camp stuff is the stuff at the beginning of the episode. That counts.
Well, you have to go back to the listen to episode, Jen, to find out what the sex scene was. Yeah, I know. Who was Valda having sex with?
I don't remember.
No, we did talk about the fact, and I don't know if it was this or somewhere else, but we did talk about the fact that, like, that they would do something like that, that there would be a lot of, like, that there would be a lot of gay sex or rape. We talked about both possibilities with the White Cloaks.
I would, yeah, but I don't know that.
So you got the Taran Ferry stuff. Mm-hmm. You got White Cloak camp stuff.
Yeah.
The you wolves. Didn't have,
you had wolves, but you didn't have anything about Shadow.
They just got there.
They just get to Shadow Logoth. Yeah,
and Egwene training.
Egwene training.
Yes.
I'm inclined to give you a 2 just because they just got to Shadow Logoth.
No, that's just the end, though. She got
But
a lot
you
of
have
stuff.
To go by what I got right.
There's a good.
So then you give me a lower
of the
episode
in Shadow Logoth. Like, there's a good quarter of the episode in there.
But then you should give me a lower grade for episode 3 when I say everything that happens in Shadow Logoth that will not happen.
All right, I'll give you a 3, Tom. What do you
think? Yeah, I would give her a 3 as well.
Okay. I think this was more off though than your first one though, and we gave you the same score. That's why.
You don't have enough lower numbers for the episodes that are coming up.
Yeah, so that's true. If we start ranking them, then, like, everything's going to be
give
a 1
me a negative.
After that. Yeah. That's true. We should have made this a scale of 1 to 10.
All right. So mine, I will say this, I think I remember mine is it was very similar to Jen's. I think mine was a little worse. Because I had a couple of scenes that I had a couple of extra scenes that also didn't happen. So I'm just going to highlight those extra ones first. So I had that you were going to see Loghaine in this episode, that you were going to see the attack on the king. Like, he was going to declare himself the Dragon Reborn. That was going to happen in this episode. And it was up. That episode was going to end or be near the end before the final scene of the Aes Sedai being sent out to deal with him. So I thought those things would happen here. That didn't. I have the White Cloaks' first appearance in camp, just kind of seeing what they're doing. And I had them also being made aware of the false dragon. And you would now know by the end of this episode that both the White Cloaks and the Aes Sedai were heading to Gildan. I also had that this was a travel episode more than an action episode, where there would be training of Egwene and there would be training with the boys and you would see some of that. And I had the wolves be a presence, but not that Perrin would interact with them, but like they would be around and you wouldn't know. I thought they were going to be doing a lot of interplay where you wouldn't know, which I think that they do. And I'm going to argue for this point. I had this that they had the wolves were going, like, you wouldn't know whether the wolves were good or bad, that they were around and that they were spooky and that you didn't know what their deal was. And I do think that that's the case, but I didn't have them like interacting with Perrin per se, which they do in this episode. And again, this is really weird, and I don't even know why I put this in, but I put into this episode, you're probably going to see something really bizarre that's a sign that somebody's evil, like someone's going to eat a whole bird.
All right.
And I think it's really...
I thought you were being serious in the first one.
You had just watched Succession.
I just watched Billions.
Okay.
And
Trashy Succession.
Trashy Succession. And I was like, you know, that's a really good thing. And I think that you might see that one or two other times this year. And
someone was going to eat a winged creature. And we got a bat in a mouth.
If I put that in, I would have been doubly episode. Right.
That's weird.
It's really odd, right? That's where I'm at. I also had them. I had the episode ending with them taking refuge in Shader Logoth, not with them spending a lot of time there.
All right. So you got White Cloaks. And somewhat of White Cloaks.
Did I even mention?
Did you mention Taran Ferry at all?
I did have Taran. I didn't mention it now because I was going to skip through. But yes, I had to start off with Taran Ferry, which is the same thing.
I'm going to give you a 2.
You give me 2. It's the same episode as Jen's.
I'll give you a 3.
What do I missing that Jen had that she got a 3 and I got a 2? That's what I want to know.
The Valda sex scene.
The Valda sex scene was gone. Yeah. So.
Oh, wait, yeah, did you guys
Valda eating that bird and watching that Aes Sedai burn It's kind of like sex to him. He's probably turned on by that.
You know, he definitely got half a stock from that.
I wanted to give both of you two because literally like a third of the episode takes place in Chattanooga.
Oh man, give us a two, Joe.
All right, fine. I'll take your two. I'll take it.
I have
extra stuff that did not happen at all and didn't happen anywhere else either. Yeah,
that's why I'm giving you the two. The stuff that Jen was wrong about happens kind of in later episodes. It like happens in the show, but later up, you just have stuff that doesn't happen at all in the show. That's why I'm giving you a two.
Yes.
Jen?
I'm giving you a three.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
They're yelling at us in the chat to give half points. No! Only single digits.
We're very strict about it. It's a very rigid scoring system.
2.2. Thanks, Dana.
2.3 repeating.
All right.
3.14.
22 over 7.
The pie in this scene. All right. Now, I haven't looked ahead on this one. Like I said, I looked at my first two episode breakdowns and was like, oh, I did a good job. I didn't look at these next ones. So I'm pulling them up right now. Episode 3, A Place of Safety. Perrin and Egwene meet the Tinkers, Illa, Rain, and Aram. All right. Did that happen? I was starting having trouble remembering what happens in what episode. Okay.
Yes.
Illa, Rain explains Wolf Brother.
Yeah.
No. Nope. Tell story about Eye of the World.
Nope.
No. Perrin has a wolf dream. Does he have a dream in this episode? Is that the dream with Layla?
Yeah, that happens in this episode.
And the wolf?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so I got the wolf
dream. That's a wolf dream.
Yep.
Okay. I guess. Not really, but okay. There's a dream with a wolf in it.
His dream with a wolf in it, yeah.
A wolf dream is Perrin going into Teleran Riad, by the way, and that was arguably a Teleran Riad dream.
Okay, yeah, fine. It was a dream. It was a dream.
All right.
All right. So the other two things
I'll give you the points.
Rand and Matt meet Tom at the inn, possibly Four Kings. Oh, okay. By the way, it wasn't in Four Kings, but the inn was called the Four Kings.
Okay, ooh, yes. Nice. That one, that's right.
Encounter Dark Friend, Rand channels, and they escape with Tom.
Whoa!
He did channel, and they did escape with Tom.
You got it, Joe.
And they met a Dark Friend. All right.
That's the end?
No. Moraine, Land, and Nynaeve ponder how to find the others. Now, this is when Nynaeve reappears, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nynaeve is all about trying to find her
friend. Moraine's not pondering.
No, Moraine's injured, but... And Lan doesn't care about finding the others so much. But Nynaeve ponders. I did write Moraine Lan, comma, Nynaeve ponders how to find the others.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Your arm hurt from that reach?
Leandrin, Alana, and Karenne introduced on their way to capture Loghain. That does not happen in this episode, right? They don't appear. All right, wrong episode.
They're never introduced on their way to capture Loghain.
Yes, that doesn't happen.
I said they're not introduced, though.
Leandrin's introduced. No, she's already introduced.
She's introduced in the first episode.
Yeah.
That's the end of this episode where you see Leandrin.
And then I have Loghain introduced in Gelden with the king, which I was wrong with.
Wrong.
This is where I started going off track.
Right.
But early on, I got pretty good. I got the meeting of the Tinkers, the wolf dream. I got Rand and Matt and Tom's whole story down.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have Nynaeve pondering to find the others. That's about it. The rest is wrong, though. I think I got about 2/3 of it.
I don't even think she really ponders how to find the others in this episode. When she's established,
she finds them. She says, "Where are my friends?" Yeah. That's all she's talking about. I want my friends. We got to find my friends.
Yeah,
but she spends
most of the episode just trying to heal Moraine, right?
So that they can find her friends.
Yeah, but she's not spending time thinking about where are they. She's spending time.
Well, she makes a deal though with Lan,
to find her friends. Yes, that's true. She wants to do it. I just don't think she's like, where could they be? She's waiting for them to wake up.
Maybe ponder is the wrong word I used.
That's what I'm saying. All right, sorry.
I want to give you a 3.5, but I can't. So I think I'm going to give you another 4. It was pretty good. You got a lot of stuff right on the money.
The fact that you got the Matt Rand stuff down, I'll give you the 4. This is the closest we're going to get, folks. So
if I would have put Dana Dark Friend in there, that would have just been like...
Yes, it's true.
But all right,
that would have been as good as the ones that I've gotten right so far.
Go ahead, Jen. Right,
so my first paragraph is totally wrong. They make camp in a building. Well, it happened. Matt convinces the boys to sneak out while the rest are distracted. No. They meet Mordeth, who tricks Matt into taking the dagger. As night falls, Mashadar and Shadowspawn fill the city. No. The group gets split up while trying to escape. Yeah, okay. Matt and Rand continue down the road. They stop at an inn in Four Kings looking for the group. But barmaid Dana introduces them to Tom Marilyn.
Get out of here.
Well, we didn't know that because we saw that scene. That's the only reason I have that. We have that blurred script.
I'm blurring. That's right.
Dark friends attack them that night, and Rand channels. Tom agrees to accompany them for a while. Matt begins to grow surly.
Okay, ooh, I'll give you all that. Very good, Joe. Very good.
Perrin and Egwene, with Bella, cross the river. Perrin begins to sense the wolves more clearly. I put Hopper, but feels they are guiding him. They kind of think that they're guiding them, but they're pushing them.
They are. They guide him to the Tinkers, right?
But yes. Egwene kind of calls it. Egwene's like, they're hurting us. Like,
Right, yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Go back to mine. Mine's wrong. They don't meet the Tinkers. At the very end, they meet the Tinkers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, it's at the very end.
No, they go to the camp and everything.
Yeah, I have it at the beginning of the episode.
It's okay. They meet the Tinkers, who invite them to stay in their camp for the night. Well, Rain can tell that Perrin is a wolf brother and explains more about what that is. Egwene dances with Aram. Not this episode. Not then yet. Feels badly. They hear a story about an Aiel who mentioned the Eye of the World.
Okay, we really wanted that story in there.
Moraine, Lan, and Nynaeve decide to follow whoever went across the river. No. In Tar Valon, Aes Sedai are preparing to capture Loghain, including Alana, Karenne, and Leandrin. No, that didn't happen. We were, me and Tom, obsessed with seeing Tar Valon and Loghain, earlier.
Yeah, we really wanted it.
All right.
That's yours?
Yeah, that's it.
It's very similar to mine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a four.
I'll give you a four, too.
Oh, hooray. I got a four.
All right. So, mine is not as good.
Our breakdowns were almost exactly the same, Jen.
Yeah, she caught up to where you ended up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I did not. I have more things in this episode that didn't happen in the show at all. So I have the opening of this is all the stuff that happens to Sharon Logoff. Matt finds the dagger. Mashadar attacks. They get split up. Then I have the battle to capture Loghain happening.
Oh, God.
Right, which of course doesn't happen. They capture Loghain, and you see that the White Cloaks are outside of that battle trying to figure out a way to take advantage of in case the Aes Sedai lose. Yeah,
Yeah.
Oh,
so, and then I have Perrin and Egwene are traveling themselves. They're lost in the wilderness. They eventually come upon some Tinkers. They meet with them. I have Nynaeve, Moraine, and Lan don't know where anybody is. They figure out there's people across the river. They're going to go find them first because down the river they can't figure out where to go. So they try and find Perrin and Egwene. And I have the episode ending with Rand and Matt, who you haven't seen since the split up in the first quarter of the episode. It ends with them finding Tom in the tavern. So I had that scene from that script leak is the end of that episode. The end of the episode is the reveal of Tom. Yeah, and the only thing that, I think is really weird, it's just a very specific thing that I thought would be important to mention, is that when Perrin and Egwene get to the Tinker camp, they will ravenously eat vegetable stew. And that happens. It's weird. I don't know why I put that down. But I think I should get an extra point for that. But other than that, I had a lot of the second quarter of my episode around things that don't happen in the show.
So
wait, you've got them meeting Tom.
Yeah, I have them meeting Tom, and I have the Perrin and Egwene stuff.
We're meeting the Tinkers.
Yeah.
I don't have anything that happens with Moraine and Lan and Nynaeve, because she's with them already, so there's no need for them to meet.
And the Matt and Rand stuff, you just got the very tail end.
Yeah, it ends with them. Yeah. So,
I'm going to give you another two, Tom.
Yeah, I have to give you a two also. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I almost want to go back to our initial breakdown. God. Those are probably awful.
I did two, and you got very mad at me.
That's right. You did two breakdowns on the first one.
Because we thought that there was a possibility that it was going to be two books at that time in the first season.
I think my breakdown is
both of yours are, and I do one that is two books, and I do one that is the beginning of book two. That's it. And I basically just put the beginning of book two before they leave for the Eye. I have them swung go the Valdara with them, basically.
Okay. All right. I'm actually looking at this, and it's not that bad. My episode four, The Dragon Reborn.
Okay.
Perrin and Egwene get attacked by White Cloaks. Perrin and wolves kill a White Cloak, and they get captured. Okay, that kind of happens, but in a different order.
It's the wrong episode.
Is that episode five?
That's episode five.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way off. Yeah. Not even close. Rand, Matt, and Tom go to another village, get attacked by a Fade, and Tom dies. They don't go to the village. They go to another place, and they get attacked by a Fade, and Tom dies. Rand and Matt have dreams about the Eye of the World. That's not true. Are there any dreams in this episode?
Episode
four. The Dragon Reborn.
No.
I don't think so.
No, right? This is just Matt has his wake up and he's pointing the dagger up at the family's dead. Okay, so that's not even close. They meet the Grinwells, who eventually take them to Camelin. They did meet the Grinwells.
Meet the Grinwells.
Loghain is captured by Leandrin, Alana, and others. Karenna
dies. Currently captured.
He is captured.
Not captured at the time, but he's being held captive.
Past participle.
Yeah.
Loghain has been captured by Leandrin, Alana. Oh, I'm sorry. I misread it. It says Loghain has been captured by Leandrin, Alana, and others. Karenna dies. Does she die in this episode? Or is it the next episode?
Yes, she dies in this episode.
Yes. All right. I got that right. Moraine, Lan, and I need to meet up with Loghain procession. I don't have things in the right order.
Yeah. And a lot of them are not in the right
episode. And some of them aren't in the right episode. But I got Loghain captured by Leandrin, Alana, and others. I got Karenna dying. I've got the Grinwells Matt and Tom getting killed by a Fade. Right? That's this episode. So not too far off. Well, yeah, my whole White Cloak thing is in the wrong episode, though.
I'll give you a three.
Yeah, I guess a three. I was thinking about a two, but I'll give it a three.
All right. Thank you all.
Okay. Dragon Reborn. In Gealdan, Loghain is stripped of his titles by the king and arrested, but he breaks free and begins to march with his army.
That part happens.
All right.
He does march with his army in Gealdan.
The army of Aes Sedai meets him in battle. Mm-hmm. No. He is captured, but Karenne is killed. That sentence by itself is
He is captured, and Karenne is killed. And Karenne is not killed.
Okay. Egwene and Perrin leave the Tinker camp and are being chased by ravens. They come across a band of White Cloaks. No. Perrin kills a few White Cloaks. Egwene and Perrin are taken prisoner. No, all wrong. Lan and Nynaeve begin to express feelings for each other in their ways.
In the ways?
Yeah.
In their own way.
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. Moraine tries again to convince Nynaeve she's Aes Sedai. No. Nynaeve hates Moraine. Yes.
Wait, did you say Moraine convinces Nynaeve that
she'll be Aes Sedai. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's not what I meant. That she's can channel, should say.
Oh, okay.
That's, okay. Rand, Matt, and Tom camp for the night. Tom tells the boys about his nephew, what they do to male channelers. Yes. No. He does? He tells
the story of Owen in that episode.
He does? Yeah. Oh, okay, good. The story is interspersed with scenes of Loghain being captured. No. The next morning, they're attacked by a Myrdral on the road. Tom sacrifices himself by distracting the Myrdral so the boys can escape on his horse. No. Rand and Matt spend the night with the Grinwells. Technically correct. Rand keeps waiting for Tom to show up. No. In the morning, Master Grinwell gives him a ride to Tarvalon. No. All right. So, yeah. A couple of things. Right? Not too good.
This was, I think, better than mine. Yeah. So I want to give you a four, but I don't know if it was that much better.
I don't think it's four. She's a
I'm
solid
give you a three.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you a three, yeah.
You were like a 2.501, okay. Joe. She's a solid three.
All right, so wait. But like me, you got a lot of the stuff, but we got it in the wrong order. Let's be lenient if we got the right stuff, but it was in a different order in the episode. I think that's okay, as long as we hit those points.
Right, if it's in the right episode, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Which I've been going by. I haven't really been like looking at the order necessarily, but.
So I have episode four, The Dragon Reborn. I had this blocked out with a little bit more on the nose thematic elements, I guess. So like Loghain is captured. That battle is completed. Loghain is captured by the Aes Sedai, who decide to march him back to Tarvalon. The White Cloaks decide to follow from a distance.
You had a lot of much White Cloak stuff, Tom.
I had them on very early. I predicted that they would be like a pretty consistent. Then they would be a lot of the scenes, but they would be in every episode for the first half. And I was right about this. I do want to say this. I have no Shadow Spawn in the middle of this show at all. Right? A subtle right. Like the Shadow Spawn don't appear again for me until the end of this episode, of the season. And I was right about that. I had the White Cloaks as the main like antagonist for the middle part of this. So that happens. Loghain's captured. And the procession to Tarvalon begins. The White Cloaks follow from a distance, trying to avoid detection by the Aes Sedai. A majority of this episode is spent, from my point of view, with Rand and Matt, though, as our main character things. I thought there would be a lot of Rand in this episode because he is actually the Dragon Reborn. I was a little wrong about that, but I do have, they meet with Tom. They're attacked by Dark Friends. Tom helps them escape from the Dark Friends. They bond, and Tom eventually reveals the story about Owen and eventually protects them from a Fade, dying in the process, allowing them to escape. Perrin and Egwene spend time with the Tinkers, where Perrin learns about the Way of the Leaf and like is both intrigued and disgusted by it and doesn't understand it. Egwene starts to take on some of the Tinker ways. Moraine, Nynaeve, and Lan are frustrated because they have not been able to find any of the other Two Rivers folk. They argue, and Nynaeve finds out that she can channel as well.
That's right.
Yeah. There's a lot of
that
stuff.
Part.
A lot of this, except for the stuff with Loghain, which I just put Loghain in a lot more.
Yeah,
right. This
and the White Cloaks.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah, to me, that's part of the Loghain stuff. Like that's where I was off, I think, for the most part with this first half. And this episode ends with Matt and Rand running away and from the Fade that is attacking. Oh, and before, I'm sorry, I didn't put this in, right? I still had them going to Camelin.
Mm-hmm.
So that Tom tells them where to go to Camelin, and there's some place that they can go to for safety. And again, I thought this was really weird, but I put this in as like just something that I thought that it almost definitely would happen in episode 4. It was just, I think you're going to see a scene where you think that Loghain is going to kill someone, but instead he's going to heal a wound on their shoulder. And I don't know. I don't know why I put that in. It's such a weird thing. But I thought it would be like a very good character moment for Loghain, so I put that in there. So I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
this is me doing Norm MacDonald. Yeah, sure you did.
Yeah.
So, doing Norm MacDonald, doing Burt Reynolds.
We should do.
Yeah.
We should each do like a character moment and see how many of them make it. If any of them get put in, like a very specific thing that somebody does.
Oh,
for the next season.
We do our episode 2 breakdowns? Yes, we should definitely do that.
Season 2 breakdowns?
Season 2, yeah.
That was good, so, Tom.
Yeah, I honestly think I'm right about everything. I'm not wrong about as many things. I just add stuff in.
You know what? We've already screwed the bar because, like, the closest any of us were ever going to get was, like, episode 1 and 2, and none of us got 5s. So no one's ever going to hit a 5.
You're not
going to
get a 5. That's perfect.
Wait, I think when you see my episode 5 breakdown, it's just a bunch of stuff that nothing
a lot of step in. You had a lot of step in that breakdown.
A lot of step in stuff. My episode 5 is, I'm looking at it now, it's so nothing.
Yeah.
It's so
we might have to go into zeros and negatives at some point because we've already created like the bar, and it seems like the highest score anybody's ever going to get is a 4. So I think we've already screwed the pooch on this.
Do you want to rate our episodes now on a curve?
I might have to create some sort of curve on this one. Uh-huh. I might have to talk to one of the middle school teachers and to help me with that. But I give you a 4.
Okay, I'll take that.
I was gonna give you a 3.
Okay, so right, 7. Seven.
That's
okay.
Definitely right. My best grade so far. So.
That is your best grade so far. So I will recap the totals.
Okay.
For the first 4 episodes of Breakdown, in last place is Tom with 22 points.
It only gets better from here, folks.
You're making me choke.
Sorry.
In second place is Jen with 26 points. And in first place is Moi with 30 points.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
You really locked down those first 2 episodes, man. That's...
I did really good with them. I used all of the tools that we had and all of the knowledge, and I put it together. And I watched Kiki Ari's videos a few times. So thank you for that, Kiki Ari. You helped me out a lot on this one. Overall, though, that's not bad. I mean, I think we were pretty good with this. Looking back, I'm surprised at how close we were to what happens. Yet how confused.
Yet how far.
Like watching the shows, these are things that we said were going to happen, but like I was still surprised that the show, like things that they threw at me at in the show.
Moraine getting injured changed a lot of that kind of storyline.
None of us put that in there at all.
And Nynaeve getting fake killed in the first episode also like threw us for a loop.
Yeah.
I will say this, I was thrown because they filmed a scene with Loghain that takes place before the first time you see him. In the throne room of Gildan, right? That was something that they filmed.
Yeah.
There's a conjecture now that Steve was part of that scene as a possibility.
Yeah. Because the end of episode 3 is them finding the procession, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nynaeve and Lan finding the procession, yeah.
I was thrown by the... I was trying to put that stuff in, so, like, stuff happened. And also, for whatever reason, like, we did not think that there was a giant fight that the main characters would be involved in with Loghain and his army. So I put all that stuff in prior to it actually happening in the show.
Right.
Oh, I do have a note here that I missed. In episode 4, I did have a note here that there would be a cave really far away from the camp.
I really wanted to put in that, but I thought you'd get mad.
And that the warders would get drunk and not protect their Aes Sedai, who are guarding the one of the most dangerous channelers ever. Yeah, I had that in there. I forgot to mention
that. That's good. That bumps you up our extra grade.
It was right next to Jen's Valda sex scene.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what that was.
We'll have to go back and I want to go back and hear that one, the Valda sex scene.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
It's only going to get better from here, listeners, because things are going to get wild in the next 4 episodes, because I think we're going to be pretty fucking far off on those. Something just tells me about that.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at my episodes 4 through 8.
Well, you didn't have an episode 8? Amelisa leads a channeling circle and burns everybody to death.
I did not.
Part of your episode 8.
But I didn't have the green man. So I was on that point.
I have to tell you, there are things that I have. This is a teaser for those of you who don't want to go back and listen to episode 71 of our show. There are things that I have in episode 8 that aren't in the books and are in the show.
Are in the show?
Yeah, things that I have in episode 8 that aren't in the books that are in the show. So I'm not I'm not right by any stretch, but I'm not all the way wrong.
All right, I'm quickly glancing at the next 4 episodes and I'm trying to find something that it's actually kind of scary that some of this is actually pretty on.
Don't look at it now. It's for
next I'm trying
to
find something. Oh, no, I have the green man in episode 8.
Yeah, sorry, we all do. People.
Don't let it wait.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say is I have the green man. Oh my God, this is eerie how some of this stuff is actually correct, and it's weird. So I'm not even going to talk about it or even look at it anymore. I can't look at it.
Okay, don't look at it.
I can't look at it. Spoilers ahead for next week's episode. Well, this was fun. I can't believe how this turned out, for sure. I'm wondering if we're going to get so lucky with season 2.
I'll tell you this.
Season 2 is going to be hard.
My predictions for season 2 are going to be so goddamn buck nutty because I can pull a storyline from any book I want, throw it in there. And two, I'm going to make one episode of season 2 have a plot line that does not exist in the books. Just something. That's it. I want episode 5 of 5 or 6. I want episode 6 of every season to just be completely made up. That's what I want.
Yeah, we don't have, like, as much information about who's filming in what block, and that's why it's going to be harder.
We know that Thomas Napper is directing the first block, and the first episode is called The Place of Solitude. Right. They revealed that script scene. We know that Sana Hamri is directing one of the blocks.
No, but I'm saying we don't know who's filming. Actors, I mean.
We know Italy, right, is involved. We know there's filming in Italy. Is Italy going to be... Is Italy going to be tier? Well, they were filming in Italy pretty early on.
The Aes Sedai are there, man. I don't know where Italy's going to be.
Is that Fama? Is that Seanchan and Fama? Is that what they're going to use for Fama? I mean, it's a similar shape.
They were filming in Italy
around
block ocean. 1 or maybe block 2. I don't.
That could be Seanchan and Fama. But no, actually, no, wasn't. No, Madeline Madden, right? And Priyanka Bose were there, right?
Yes, but they were in Italy. People do pretend that it's possible that they were just there for a weekend or there for like...
Oh, you think they all went off and said,
or that
to Italy.
They were filming and some of the other cast came out to meet them. And that's when you saw those because those were not on the set shoots. Those were like, we're having dinner shoots and like it would be...
On the beach. There was a lot of on the beach stuff. We got to push Kikieri to make her season 2 block videos so we have some material to help make us for season 2. Oh, boy.
I think someone just posted this in our chat, right? Yeah. Hopefully, if they filmed in Italy, there's a Rigatoni Bolognese cameo in season 2. Yeah.
It's classic Tyrian cuisine. Before we wrap it up, Jen.
Yes.
We have another review to read?
Yes, I do. I actually have a review right here, Joe.
Thank you again, people, for writing reviews for us. We love them. We love to read them.
This one's very nice. It's from Hutch_Psalm40. and it's a 5-star review. I love and sometimes need podcasts that cover my favorite shows as they help me process and figure out all the things that can happen on complex shows. Game of Owns was my companion during Game of Thrones, and I was hoping to find something similar for Wheel of Time, and this show hits the sweet spot perfectly. Love the fact its hosts know the books and can explain the context well without being spoilery and have a lot of fun doing it. Really appreciate the humor and banter. It's a great mix of having fun while taking the show seriously and not ruining things for those of us who have not read the books. This is the exact kind of show I was hoping to find. Thanks, guys. Can't wait to go on this journey with you.
Oh, wow. That's
great. I'm so proud of us for not spoiling it for that guy.
I'm so excited that we have a non-book reader who listens to the show. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Hope you clearly saw the which episodes are labeled that they are spoiler-filled. We put them in the show notes just in case.
Yes. Yeah, I label all the spoiler-free episodes. So to be honest, this episode was spoiler-free. We did not spoil anything. Any last thoughts, final comments that you'd like to make before I close this out for us? Rest in peace, Meatloaf. Rest in peace, Louis Anderson. Rest in peace, Stitch.
Buddhist monk.
Buddhist monk, Stitch. Stitch is a good D&D character name. That's a good, like, gnome or halfling name, right?
Or monk.
Or a monk name. That's a good monk name. Oh, yeah, that's right. A halfling monk.
Oh.
Oh, I like that. All right.
Look on Twitter to see if anybody else passed away today.
I'm sure lots of people passed away.
Just real quick.
Who we don't mention.
Any other celebrities?
It's a shame. We should just find random people who passed away today and just name them. It'd be nice.
No, that's good.
It'd be like a weird, different take for our podcast to just do an in memoriam for, like, random people. People lost, people who they cared about. We're just going to, like...
John Thompson, Michelle, Susia.
What? Are you just making up names?
I'm just making up names.
I'm confused.
Just Sammy Jenkins.
Sammy Jenkins, Leonard Shelby. All right, I'm going to close it out here because I think we've done enough talking, and anything else that comes out of my mouth is not going to be good.
His name was Robert Paulson.
His name was Robert Paulson. Oh, my God. We were watching. Sorry, before we wrap it up.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And like, if it's like late at night and we can't figure out what we want to watch, we'll just like, my wife will just put on Pluto TV. You guys know Pluto TV? It's just like, it's a TV app, but it shows like live television, but it's all these like, you know, obscure channels. It has like the Funny or Die channel and things like that.
Yeah, I have that on my Samsung. Like,
Yeah. So she'll just usually put on like the Funny or Die channel or one of those comedy channels. Yeah. And it was showing the old Chappelle Show episode with the Wrap It Up.
Wrap it up.
That made me think that.
Wrap that shit up.
All right. So let's wrap it up here. I want to remind everyone to follow us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Join us over in Discord to continue the conversation there. Rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. Spotify has added a new feature where you can rate podcasts. I don't think you can add reviews, but you can rate it. So if you listen to us via Spotify, check that out. I could tell you this. I think almost half of our listeners listen to us on Apple Podcasts. So you got the mechanism in there. Give us some stars. Write us a nice review. We'll read it in the episode.
But if you tell everybody about how clearly Tom is your favorite person on the show, I would love for Jen to read that.
Yes.
I'll read anything.
For money. Check out our merchandise and Patreon pages if you'd like to support us there. And links to all the aforementioned information is included in the show notes to this episode. Final comments? Last thoughts? In memoriams? Just are any people who died today that we forgot to mention?
There's people that died today, and God rest their souls. Come on, let's wrap it up.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and you'll hear us next time.